Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, this is Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave, alongside Joseph J. Oh, you didn't say Erdo.
Erdo! My microphone is spinning
Trisha
around.
Trisha, the Disha. And Eric. Hey, where's
the
Kathleen?
The Reinhardt.
Oh, hello, Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
Nice
the Kathleen's in the background
again.
There. Hi, Kathleen. Hi,
wow,
Eric.
That looks like a nice dress you have, like nicely done, right? Necklace. And oh, that's very good.
She's wearing her pearls already today.
Yeah, pearls are nice, right?
Pearls are elegant all the time.
Now, what is a pearl when it's not a pearl? Oh, it's in an oyster.
Yes, and it could could start with a small piece of shell or a grain of sand.
Maybe somebody's mother.
Oh, I was just scratching my ear.
Oh, Eric was giving me some signals. I wasn't sure if it was road rage or a new signal about you can't hear us. But it was just
scratching my ear.
Just an ear scratch. Okay.
Be kind to your web-footed friends, everyone. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Happy 4th of July special right here on KPHX.
How come we don't have July 4th music?
Now, wait a minute. If we're supposed to be kind to our web-footed friends,
who?
Where is Frozen?
It's too hot to bring him out and about.
It is?
Yeah, it's way too hot, of course. But
can't survive in the heat?
No.
What if they are in heat? The ducks go in heat?
Of course.
I didn't even know that.
Well, pretty much everything does.
I think they just
humans
get quacky.
Do, you know? Everyone
they just
does.
Get
oh,
quacky.
I didn't know about that one either.
Yeah.
Well, there's not particularly a season for humans.
Yeah, there is. Every bar crawl.
Oh, every bar crawl. Okay.
Have you been there?
Oh, you bar have crawls? Things? Of course. The graffiti bar crawl is coming up, and so we'll tell you about that coming up in a couple weeks. But yes, this is Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa.
Sousa.
I was checking on that. Oh, and someone says, "Are you a campfire? Because you're hot, and I want some more."
Wow, really?
Yes. How did they know that one? I used to use that one. Who is that?
I don't know.
By the way, we are broadcasting live on Periscope, and
wait a minute. They got people with cheesy pickup
who
lines on Periscope?
They used the exact pickup line that I used.
Ooh,
who is this?
Well, maybe somebody's been listening to us because you use those cheesy pickup lines all the time.
No, I'm
going to...
I think, Joseph, you're getting some popularity here,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
You agree?
Yeah, it's a little bit scary. That person who
actually, Joseph...
Do you watch more Marcus? Okay. Hey, let's see.
What's his name?
This person's using a lot of different... Hey, you see that door over there? Let's go out. They're doing weird pickup lines.
That's because that's what you do. That's your shtick.
Hey,
they're trying to get with you.
Let me try this.
Sarah, I don't know if that person's a guy or a girl, so I'm going to be safe here and talk to Lady J, one of our very... the dumpling. No, I can't do the dumpling one.
What are you talking about? You were pretending to be gay a moment ago.
No, that was on a different account. That was a different account. That was
you
a different
said
account.
A moment ago?
Okay, and this
longer?
Person says it's a guy.
He pulled up. Oh. He was out there doing
he was?
Yeah, I was doing something on Periscope that was a character. I'm trying out some new characters.
You are?
Yeah, yeah.
You going to try it today?
No, maybe. We'll see, maybe. But I do want to mention that we are live on Periscope. Just do a search on Periscope for Breakthrough Entertainment. Hey, guess what I'm wearing? The smile you gave me. This person's awesome.
Oh, that's
this person,
good.
But because you're a guy, I'm not going to say this one on you. I'm going to use it on Lady J, one of our very excellent followers who says, you know, very nice things about me and you guys disagree with. But I'm going to say to Lady J, hey, your hand looks heavy. Can I hold it?
I don't know. Eric and Kathleen, I don't think those are...
Come on.
Would they work? How about let's...
Hey, let's ask. Did it work? No, she says no.
Yeah, okay. I didn't.
Okay.
Do some more, and then maybe we'll know which ones work.
Thanks a lot. No,
so you basically just told her she has huge hands.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, she says it's cute.
That one was okay.
Thank
okay.
you, Lady J, yeah, for salvaging you. Him, because he was digging himself really deep.
I had a pickup line once, and I saw this girl. This is long ago, of course. This is 15, 20, 30 years ago. If Greg was here, he'd say it's 95 years ago. But so I said...
Okay, well, wait a minute.
What?
You have kids that are older than 30. So it was after you've had your kids?
It was before. You're right. So it was longer. She caught me. Okay, so long ago.
Yeah.
So I was talking to this girl I just met in the grocery store. And we're talking, and I thought it was going really well. And I said, okay, I'll talk to you later. And she said, much. She did.
Yeah.
She, this is a true story. She said, much.
Wow.
Is that like, don't call me, I'll call you?
Yeah, like much later. Oh, my God.
See, that's
was
not good.
Well,
see, that,
at least you didn't pull a Joseph and say, let us go out sometime when you were in the produce section.
Yeah, I do that one all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
Or I can't wait to radish you.
Oh, that's not bad.
Well, there's one about a dumpling, by the way, that I can't. I'll say it during the break on Periscope, but it involves dumplings and meat-filled dumplings, basically.
Ooh. Yeah.
We'll do that one on,
do that the break. On the break.
We'll do that during the break. So, you know, join us on Periscope, and you can hear these exciting things. But someone did also use another one. They said, I like Legos. You like Legos. Why don't we build a relationship?
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, I thought there's something to do with leg.
Let's go out. Lego.
Well,
out.
You could just say you like someone's legs. I've used that one before.
You have? Did it work?
Yeah. There's a lot of people on Periscope. They ask to see your feet.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, I
Eric,
do know
do you
why.
Ever? Do you ever have that?
That's called. See
that's
Dave's
called.
Feet?
That's called a.
Yeah.
Foot, that's called
that's
a foot
right,
fetish.
Eric's right.
Yeah. I'm always getting these comments. They say, can I see your feet? I'm like.
Why?
No,
you know,
not really.
You don't know why?
You would show your feet?
I think Kathleen and Eric know why.
Donald Trump has big hands.
Yeah, thank you. See, Eric knew exactly what was going on there.
Yeah, and they're asking for something else. You stole my heart, so can I steal your last name? Oh.
Oh, I don't know.
No?
No.
Not that one. A little bit, little too, like
too
permanent.
Quick.
A little too quick?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. Love is love, right?
Well, I don't know. There's that song.
There's various degrees.
There's
of love.
That song about marry me if yeah. I ever say hello to you in this cafe.
Yeah.
But it's like, marry me and be mine forever. Now, if only I could say hello in this cafe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that.
I don't know that one either.
You are one of the two most beautiful women in the world.
Thank you.
Not you.
Oh.
The first is you. The other one is going to call you mommy. No.
What?
I don't think.
I know you're busy today, but can you add me to your to-do list?
Oh, you can say that.
That's actually a kind of a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I didn't use that. Someone else did that.
That's a really good one.
They're doing that one, so that's good. We've got
you know
a great
what
fan.
We need to do. I got a great idea, Eric.
Pickup line show.
Trisha, Kathleen, do you think this is a great idea?
Yes.
To actually take these lines, you know, there are hundreds of them, and get a video camera and actually go on the street and try them. Would that be good?
Yes.
That might be fun, right?
So we follow him with a camera.
Maybe like
see.
Joseph and Greg or someone, you know, that's not attached. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You could just even do it with a field recorder like Joseph has.
Yeah.
Someone just said something about a small toe and some furniture.
A small toe.
They used a pickup line on me. I'm not able to say that one online. I'm on the air, but I will answer yes. I will. I will say yes.
I ever hear of a toe reading?
No.
I knew someone. Really? Remember? What's his name? Who's that guy? Well, I won't say the real name, but are sort of relatives in a way. You know, Jenny and... Okay. This guy went to school. Joseph, you're not paying attention.
Yes.
This guy.
The guy went to school.
Hello.
I'm listening. The guy
really
went to school.
He's really into that
Periscope. Yeah, he really does.
Well, that's because he can
like
see himself and he can read what they're saying,
This
too.
Guy went to school for toe reading. You can read toes. Really, have you heard of that? And he really did.
Yeah. Well, there are people who read the lumps on the top of your head.
Yeah, but phrenology. This is toe reading.
Yeah, phrenology. Yeah.
And I said, he said, you know, take off your shoes. I said, get out.
Ooh.
So anyway, but he did a toe reading. And I don't know how accurate it is, but they seem that he moved to New York and became a cab driver.
Well, you have to think about it.
You
have to think about palm reading. A lot of people read your palm based on the creases and the lines, and your toes have creases and lines too.
Someone's responding to you. It's like people getting ordained as a minister of their own religion.
You know, that's probably true.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's really weird. We're gonna
wow.
Send
you oh my
out.
Gosh.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Wait. What?
When I put it in Google, it's got toe reading classes, a toe reading chart, and toe reading astrology.
That's what I'm talking about.
And there are messages or images of what toe reading. The toe lady toe reading.
No, don't not toe eating, toe reading.
No, toe.
Yeah, they misunderstood.
Sorry, toe lady toe reading.
Yeah.
And this says, let's see, destiny is your big toe, communication is your second toe, action is your third toe, relationship is your fourth toe.
Should I take my shoes off?
And your fifth toe, which is your pinky toe, would be trust and money.
All the way home.
Well, if it's teeny tiny, that means you have, what, low trust in money? I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Well, we will get to the bottom of this toll reading.
And the last one went wee, all the way home.
I said that.
Yeah, that's they said it too. Yeah.
See, they copied me.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
So, Eric, have you read Kathleen's Toes?
Oh, all the time.
I knew it.
Now, this is cute because it said walk your soul's, S-O-U-L-S, destined path in peace.
Okay, that was good.
Yeah, that is.
I like this. I think you, Joseph, should go out in the field and do toe readings.
That's a little awkward. I actually don't like feet.
You don't?
No, not really.
How big is your feet?
Let's not go there.
Okay. So you don't like feet. What
no,
do you
not
like?
Really.
What do you like?
Eyes.
Okay, that's fair, right?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Someone else says feet are a turnoff. Yeah, I completely agree.
Eyes have it then.
I like the eyes because they are the windows to your soul.
I think
so. And I love to stare into a beautiful woman's eyes.
Oh, nice. Have you done that?
Yes.
You have? How long? What was the longest stare you've ever had?
This person likes cars. I was like,
cars?
Yeah, we're talking about things that are attractive about a person. That's very superficial if you like someone's car, you know?
There's a fine line between staring and leering, Joseph.
That's right, I agree. Was it staring or leering?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? He didn't hear
staring
what we
said. Staring or leering. But I stare, yeah. It depends on... Because they're writing to me.
He's so enthralled with this.
Because they're writing. I wanted to use this one. Dave, will this one work? Now, this one I think will work, okay? So I will use this one on someone that's watching. I no longer have any use for the sun because you light up my world.
No.
Boring.
What's boring?
I agree with
the ones that aren't boring, I can't say on the air.
No, Eric's right. It's boring.
Ugh.
You got to get something.
Your voice went up an octave on that one.
Yeah, okay. Well, staring is okay in public, but from bushes, it's stalking. Yeah, I learned that, though.
George W.? Oh, no, not him. Okay.
Not those bushes.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll just slide right over that.
You're talking about the smart bushes.
Right over that.
Oh, yeah, like smart TVs.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, we are...
Like smart fannies.
Fanny means something else in England, remember?
That's what I was talking about.
Okay.
All right, so you got your July 4th shirt.
Yes, this is my July 4th shirt. I do have July 4th pants, but they were a little bit too small.
Oh, they were like tight.
Yeah, well, they're technically swim trunks. And so when you're swimming, you're not really sitting down.
You're not?
Well, not really. So
what do you do?
You swim. You stand and stuff like that. You swim.
Oh.
But I did have them on at first, and then I said, nah, no one's going to see me anyway.
Lucky you didn't bring those swim trunks in.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if I could have taken it. Like, Eric and...
I would have been walking around in them all day. But look at this shirt. You've got to go on Periscope to look at this shirt. Look at our webcam. Go to breakradioshow.com. Click on the big T.
As long as I don't...
What's the big T?
The Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you don't what?
As long as you don't put on a mask and start speaking in an accent.
Oh, I saw that movie.
Oh,
he looked like Norman Bates last weekend.
Yeah, you do.
Because I had the hat?
No, because you were wearing a dress and a wig.
Oh, that's true.
I heard about that. Yeah. I don't think I saw that segment.
Yeah, Doris Markovic was here in studio.
Yeah, that is really...
Hey, no, don't do that. No flirting with each other here, okay? Just me. Just me here.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
No. Come on now. Don't be a jealous fool.
Oh, what do you call him?
A jealous fool.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to block listeners just because they're getting along with each other.
You blocked the listeners?
I'm not blocking them.
You just said you were going to block them.
I'm following them.
So let's take control of the show.
I'm following them.
Okay, so Eric and Kathleen, what are you going to do for July 4th?
Relax.
That's a good idea.
I have to work, but then I'm going to relax.
Are there fireworks in your plans?
Always fireworks between us.
Good job. Nicely good answer.
Said.
And ooh, look at the smile on
that
Kathleen's
really
face.
Nicely
By
said.
The way,
like
that is Kathleen right there. And yes, Lady J says Kathleen is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she is.
And that
no
is
question.
An
understatement. Thank you, Lady J.
That is an understatement,
she said,
Very
J.
nice, Lady Jane.
Lady J.
J. J. J. J.
Oh.
And I'm not going to say that one out loud. All right. So, but yes.
Yes.
They're like giving me all sorts of pickup lines to use. So I really need to go to the bar crawl, or we need to do that thing that you were saying.
I think we should.
Yes.
I think that'd be a great idea. Let's do that. When do you want to do it?
Yeah, let's do that. Are you going to hold the camera, or do I have to like have a GoPro or something?
No, I'm going to, I'll
You'll
get
hold
one.
It? Yeah.
Or, all right, is the GoPro good?
Yeah. Of course.
So the,
well, I think. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know that much about it.
Oh,
but you'll have
Eric
to get like the well, boom
what
mic
should I
and
get?
Stuff.
What type of camera would be good for that, Eric? Like a camcorder?
Well, I have a GoPro.
It depends on how much you want to spend.
Yeah.
Oh, GoPro, yeah. The nice GoPro is like $400.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, and so let's do something
already?
Else then.
Okay, so I guess we got one. Okay.
Amazon sells similar things for like $50-$60.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But we do have an excellent show. I do want to say that we are going to be celebrating 4th of July all show long for the next 3 hours. Some excellent guests. In our next segment, we're going to be talking about The Purge, election year. Yes, it is an election year, and we're going to find out if the new movie is any good that opened up yesterday. Dave, you saw it.
I saw it. Trisha saw it.
I saw it.
And I think Eric and Kathleen may want to see it.
Okay. Well, we'll find out in our next segment, but we also are going to find out if purging would actually work in America.
Purging? Is that when you, like...
No, not the anorexic type.
Okay. Purge.
Yeah, no, not that.
Not that type.
No,
okay.
No.
Actually, that's bulimia.
Okay. I'm sorry.
On a technical... technical foul. You're down with a technical knockout.
Yes.
Yes.
But if killing people and creating crime and stuff like that for one 12-hour period a year, if that would actually work to solve some of America's issues. So we've got a guest
the
on
to views
tell us
expressed
about
that. On this program is not mine, for sure. This is Joseph.
Yeah. No, not mine. But we are also going to be talking about several other films, including The Shallows, Independence Day, Resurgence, and as well as the BFG.
Yes.
Oh.
The Big Friendly Giant.
Yes, oh, as opposed to what Eric thought it was the other day. We won't say that one on the air. And Marauders. And
Marauders.
Marauders. And
wow, that's a lot of movies.
Yeah, lots of movies. And we also
Beauty and the Beast.
We're going to have on us one of the stars from Beauty and the Beast, the TV show. We're going to be talking with the filmmaker James D. Solomon of The Witness.
And we're
going
to talk about TBD.
Yes, that's a to be determined segment. Maybe we'll do it. Maybe we'll do the other character, possibly.
Okay,
we'll do a call-in.
Yeah,
and so then we also one of our favorite segments of the last several years. Where we're going to be talking about pyrotechnics.
Oh.
We got a fireworks expert on pyro planning specialist Kenan Victor will be joining us at the end of our show as our grand finale. As we just celebrate the 4th of July.
And we could ask what happened to San Diego a couple years ago when everything went off at once.
Oh, that was it was.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
It was the shortest fireworks show in history, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I think that's happened to some people sometimes.
Oh.
What?
No,
Dave, really?
No.
Are you telling us something, Trisha?
No,
are you saying something?
No, it was funny because it was before it was actually supposed to start.
That's what I'm talking about.
And so everybody had been planning and waiting.
The anticipation was
that's
huge.
Usually
then,
what causes
then,
it if you wait
then
too long.
When it first started,
yeah,
I mean when they heard the first, they looked,
yeah, that's
and then
not
it,
what
was
I
over.
Though.
It was
yeah.
done. It's yeah. like, wait a minute, I didn't even hardly see it.
And she
that's
was like,
not how you
that
do
that's what she yeah. said, right?
Yeah, she says, what do I do now for the next 10 minutes? All right, so
10 minutes. Come on. Ever hear of Marathon?
All right. Well, we'll talk a little more about that a little bit later. But first, let's God bless America.
Okay.
Hey from Iceland. Hey, hey.
Oh, from the Flyers.
Celine Dion.
Oh, Celine. Who's the original, though?
I don't know.
From Philly, right? The Flyers have Kate. Kate, what's her name? The singer, Kate Smith.
Flanagan.
Kate Smith.
Kate
that's
Smith.
Who it is. Remember,
not
she
the
was
original.
No. I think
it was a beautiful voice, beautiful song.
She has a great voice. I like the Titanic.
Oh, Titanic is a great movie.
And she sings.
Rose is just so beautiful. I love that scene where she is in the car and
you
it's
mean,
all steamy.
Or not the scene where Leonardo goes under. Come back.
That's spoiling
Remember?
The ending. That's spoiling the ending.
No, the ending was something different.
I found Rose's diamond, by the way.
You did?
Yeah.
Why'd she throw it over?
I don't know. You know, just absolutely
Eric
just
and Ken,
highly
why
ridiculous.
Why did Rose throw the diamond that worth $1 billion into the sea?
I don't know.
Would you have thrown
People.
It over?
No.
I don't think I would have.
No. Well, we'll be right back with some information on the annual purge.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. We'll be right back.
Because.